We need to move to the election of members of the committees. We actually have two contested positions. I'm just checking to make sure I haven't missed any. But let's begin with the first, which is for... For the Governance Committee, Andrea Turner and Joe Wanzala are the candidates. How do we conduct these? Joe, can you, well, probably the wrong person to ask, but do we do this with questions or do we just take a vote? We don't have much time, it's true. I'd be quite happy to just take a vote. I doubt very much that any votes are going to be changed anyway. Campbell?
I think that because there are a number of us newer members here, that it would be helpful if we had a statement from each of the persons who are candidates so that we could be, you know, get some idea about why they want to be on the committee, what kind of qualifications they bring to the committee, and maybe what their vision would be. I think these are important
Let's
decisions.
Just do that, then. Let's have a statement from each person, and you can have 1 minute for each. I'm sorry, we've just resolved that one. Excellent. Andrea is scratched from that. There's a contest on personnel committee between Andrea and Joe. So we'll have the election for the personnel committee.
Maybe Joe can reciprocate. Can
instead. Joe? Yeah, 1 minute.
I don't have any particular expertise other than my service on the personnel committees at the local level on, I believe, two, if not three, general manager hiring and committees and at least one program director hiring committee. So I'll just bring to the table my sense of policies and procedures that I've become acquainted with in the course of that process. And my goal would be to improve Pacifica's practices in that area, because that's clearly an area where we're having a lot of problems.
Andrew?
Yes. I would like to serve on the personnel committee. I have over 20-some years through the city of Oakland in working with personnel, staff development, training policies and procedure development, and as well as grants management. And I would like to apply that to Pacifica in order that we can establish some policies and procedures and personnel and hiring. I also served on the personnel committee last year and screened both locally for our local station, KPFA, as well as for the Pacifica national board for the ED position. And so I would love to have that opportunity to serve again and to start working on cleaning up some of the areas that really need to be cleaned up in terms of policies and procedures and work with our new ED.
Okay, let's pass the ballots around. Once again, thanks to Summer for
please give me that opportunity.
Doing the work of Just put on Andrea or Joe.
There may be extras in that pile. Oh, okay. We're here. Pass it.
Thank you. Yeah, I made more than that.
Anybody not have a ballot?
They have more than enough down there. No, they're going down. Okay. Yeah, they're going down. Who needs one?
George, could you remind people to write KPFA personnel?
KPFA personnel.
just so when you get them, if you don't have an envelope ready, KPA for Personnel Committee.
Because we keep these, and should we know which ones are which? Okay, yeah.
Signed envelope.
Put Personnel,
KPA Personnel Committee.
Personnel on the top. KPFA personnel, yes.
KPFA.
Which reminds me, what happened to the ballots for the offices election? I never got those.
You have to put those in an envelope, and you sign, seal them, and sign across the envelope, and they're retained in the national. I mean, if he assigns them, and they're retained in the national office.
Did that happen?
I don't know. Well, that's not the process. They're supposed to be signed and be retained. You're supposed to sign them.
Who has them now?
I don't know. Who has them?
Richard has them? Okay, fine. So I need to sign them and put
no,
them
in. No, Afia needs to sign them.
You sign them. Okay, good. Yeah, we do. We might as well do it while we're waiting. At PFW, for the Finance Committee, Campbell Johnson and Alonzo Brown. I guess it's not fair to the people counting the ballots that we have these comments beforehand, so
yeah,
we'll just wait. That's it.
That's it?
As far as I can tell. What's that? Oh, Otis wanted me to let you know that he has a printer up there which you can print your boarding passes with.
In the meantime, George, can we suspend the rules to announce when the next teleconference meeting is going to be? We could maybe get those things together?
The next teleconference will be Sunday. What's the date? Two Sundays. 14. Sunday the 14th at 8 o'clock.
Valentine's Day.
It's a federal holiday. Oh, no, you can't do it on Valentine's Day. My wife will kill me.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with Sunday the 14th?
It's becoming personal. They say you don't have a Valentine's.
Yeah, romantic.
Mr. Chair.
George, I'm a...
Oh, today is the 14th. Wait a minute.
Order.
Mr. Chair, I'd
like to be recognized.
All right, we'll do it instead on Friday, the 12th at 8:30 Eastern Time.
I'd like to move for Sunday, February 21st. I move February 21st.
Second.
And it's been seconded, thirded, forwarded, and fourth.
Okay. All right. My feeling is that the financial issues that we were apprised of by the auditor are sufficiently pressing that I would like to not waste any time at all dealing with this. So my preference is certainly for, all right, not Valentine's Day, but the 12th on Friday. So, but I'll leave it up to you all those in favor of
the
21st, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think that was another one, 13. All those in favor of the 14th, put your hand up. I'm sorry, the 12th, put your hand up. What do we got? 5. Okay, 5. So it will be the 21st,
February 21st.
At 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Also, George, one more thing, another housekeeping.
Rico.
Mr. Chair, while we're counting and wasting...
We've counted, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ricardo, what was the result of the ballot?
Yes, for the Personnel Committee...
Please...
For the Personnel Committee, the vote tally is Joe Wanzala 15, Andrea Turner 6.
Okay. For the Finance Committee, let's see. Alonzo, would you like to speak first? We'll be willing to. You have a minute.
Thank you.
I'm interested in rescuing. Am I registering? I'm interested in helping to rescue Pacifica from the burdens of the fiscal year accounting system. It's a system which is obsolete. It's an anachronism. It was created for agricultural work, not industrial age. The fiscal comes from the Latin fiscus, which means basket. You plant your crops in the spring, you harvest them in the fall, you see if you're in the black. Buckminster Fuller, when he was working for Fortune magazine, discovered that the industrial cycle was 22 and a half years. It takes industry 22 and a half years to do what agriculture does in 12 months. So we have got to get off the pot. Thanks.
Campbell?
Thank you very much. I'm interested in helping to design, develop controls needed to implement the recommendations of our auditors. I believe that I can provide a contribution in terms of helping to develop the training for the National Finance Committee, the budget managers, and for our LSB. I've worked with auditors in the past in nonprofit environments as EVP of Executive Vice President of National Development Finance Firm, and with outside auditors in different environments. We face serious litigation, some of which are related to financial issues, and our attorneys say that, along with our auditor, that we face serious, substantial risks in the future due to these same kinds of situations. I wish to help avoid those continued litigations which are eating up unnecessarily the contributions of our members. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, do we have question time for them or no?
Ballots coming up.
Point of information. Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
I didn't get Alonzo's qualifications for the position.
Does it matter?
He had a minute to say what he wanted to say, and that's what he said. So.
And so we should write finance on this? Just in case they get mixed up, WPFW Finance.
Yeah. WPFW. And please put WPFW Finance Committee on this one.
George,
yes.
For the record, you have to read the other ones, although there was no competition.
There
We still have to announce them.
Actually, we also have to get conveners for them.
Yeah.
Let me collect them all.
Are you going to vote on that as well?
No. No. We just have to volunteer. Okay.
You're slipping.
Mr. Chair, while this is being done, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Laverne, do we have a fiscal budget? Do we have a fiscal budget for WPFW 2010 fiscal year? We do have one? We all have it, and Grisby has it also. Is it possible for us to get a copy to their LSB as they've been requesting apparently?
Yes, before it goes out to the whole LSB, the treasurer of the LSB needs to look at the sheet where it has payroll, pension, and need to remove some of the names on there. But he can, or he or she, pardon me, can send it out by position.
Can I move that be done within 7 days by us?
What be done?
That they receive the budget?
I sent it to...
I mean the LSB.
Well, I'll send it to Grigsby and to the treasurer and to the business manager, and then they can get it to the LSB treasurer. But in fact, the treasurer, who's the treasurer? I'll send it to that person. Who is the treasurer?
And then it be sent to the treasurer?
Okay, send me the email. Someone who has
within
email.
7 days, because they've been asking for a date apparently, and that date has never been given. So let's. Maybe we should set the. I am making this motion.
There's no room for a motion here yet. We're in the middle of an election and waiting for the answer back.
While we wait,
Ricardo,
I'll send it.
Yes.
The vote tally for seat on the Finance Committee is Alonso Brown 14, Campbell Johnson 7.
Okay. Let me read off the members of the committees, and what I'd like to do is to take a someone needs to convene the committee. I'll take volunteers for it. If there's when I read the committee, if you'll just put your hand up to volunteer for it, I'd appreciate it. There are also listener members. The chairs of the LSBs, some time ago, we passed a motion to instruct them to get you the listener members within 2 days. That's whether that they're being carried forward or whether they've just been elected. So by the end of the week, you should be able to actually
create a committee. Order, George.
Did I say LSB members? I meant LSB members.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. He just clarified.
George?
Soph, yes?
George?
Yes.
See, that's why when you guys were discussing that motion, I specifically said those members have to be chosen at their respective local station board meetings.
Yes.
That's why I proposed, I think it was February, probably to the 21st. So by then, the stations would have
I
had
understand
their
that.
Meetings.
I understand
well,
that.
They're not
going
to be meeting in 2 days.
However, that's what's in place. What we're asking for is the LSB, the members of the LSBs on these committees, and if they haven't been elected yet, we're not going to wait to get in gear for LSBs to come up with to come to scratch on when they're going to elect their members.
Right. With all due respect, George, I mean that's but, what there is.
Nia, with all due respect, this is a motion that's already been passed by this board. There's no point in talking about
it
now.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry, but it's a motion that's been passed by this board. All right. So the members of the members of the committee are the coordinating committee is Tracy Rosenberg. Myself, because of the position I'm in, Rico Ross, Nia Bediako.
What committee is this?
This is the coordinating committee. And Afia Wangaza, and I'm missing one. Oh, here it is. And Alonzo Brown. Okay, who would be willing to coordinate, to call that one?
Convene it.
I will. There we go. Governance Committee, Marcel Reed, Joe Wanzala, Richard Uzel, Sean Casey O'Brien, and Kathy Davis. Who would be willing to convene that one? Sean. I don't have anyone on the Technology Committee from PFW. We have to have in the bylaws there has to be somebody from each station on every committee. Do I have a volunteer from technology for the technology?
Kamori,
thank you.
Thank you.
Kamori, Sharam, Bill Crozier, Summer Reese, and Jennifer Jager.
Jager.
Which one is this?
This is. I'm sorry. I'm. I skipped a line. The last one should be Kathy Davis on technology. So it's Kathy Davis, Summer Reese, Bill Crozier, Sharam, and Kimoni. This is the technology.
Kimori.
How does it go? How do you say your name? Kimori. Thank you. Okay. So, who's gonna convene that one for us? Thank you, Bill. And thank you for keeping time on all this. Programming committee. Kimori. Sharam. Alberto Luera, Leslie, and Jennifer Jager.
Oh, programming? Oh, that's right.
Who will convene that one?
Which one is this?
Programming.
Programming. Now, I've actually been leaving off the affiliates. The affiliates can be on whichever committees they wish. And they are... Well, I did mention Afia, but Jim Bennett is on the technology committee and also on the programming committee, as well as Afia and Wangaza. Okay. For the finance committee.
Oh, you haven't gotten a convener.
Oh, I'm sorry. For the programming committee, who convened that? Kathy?
I'm not on it. Jennifer made it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jennifer? Okay. Jennifer Jager? Where is it?
Here it is.
Okay, for the Finance Committee, Alex Steinberg, Summer Reese, Alberto Luera, Tracy Rosenberg, and Alonzo Brown, and Jim Bennett.
I'll convene.
Okay, thank you, Summer. For the Audit Committee, Nia Bediaco, Leslie Radford, Bill Crozier, Joe Wanzala. We need somebody for the Audit Committee from PFW. Campbell Johnson. Thank you, Campbell. And Nia, would you convene that? Well, you've been the chair. Would anyone like to convene the Audit Committee?
I nominate Nia.
Nia.
Sorry. Nia. I insist.
Nia has been the chair for the last 2 years, and as far as I can tell, has done an extraordinary job. What's next? Oh, the Election Committee. Campbell Johnson, Tracy Rosenberg, Bill Crozier, Alex Steinberg, Sean Casey O'Brien. Can I have a volunteer to convene that one? Bill, you're convening another one. Okay. Anybody else want to convene technology?
What?
Kathy will do that. Okay, excellent. Yeah, Sean is convening governance. Personnel Committee. Nia, Afia, Rico, Bill Crozier, Andrea Turner, and Marcel Reed.
It's not Joe.
Oh, yeah, it's Joe. Remember, he won the election.
Didn't we have an election?
Hello?
Hello?
You got to cross
your
name out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Joe Gonzalez and Afia, you'll convene it. Okay. Racism, sexism, and discrimination.
Afia.
Alonzo Brown. Andrea Turner. Alberto Luera. Leslie Radford. At BAI, there's no one here. Is this one we're required to fill, or is this sort of like a task force? I think it's a task force, isn't it? Is it a standing committee?
It's a standing committee.
Okay, we need somebody from BAI to volunteer.
Are we going to really do it this year? I mean, I'll volunteer.
We're going to try.
Okay, then I'll volunteer.
Okay, Nia. Would someone like to convene it? And she accepts. Andrea. Okay, the task forces are, there's an archives task force, and there's a affiliates task force. Joe Gonzalez from KPFA, Richard Uzel from KPFT. This is on the archives task force. And Afia Wendaza, also on the Archives Task Force. And that is...
No volunteer from...
You can add me from KPFA for Archives, because Archives are in our building. So.
Okay. Summer will volunteer also for the Archives Task Force. And who's going to convene that? Volunteer for that?
Who wants to convene?
Archives. Joe, okay. Either one, actually.
What's the other one?
The other one's the affiliate task force. You want to be on that one, too? Okay, so Campbell, we'll put you on the affiliates. Joe, you're convening the archives.
Okay.
On the affiliates task force, we have Campbell, Joe, Richard, Kathy, and Jim Bennett.
And
Afia. Oh, and Afia, of course. There's somebody who didn't. There's no one there from.
From K. There's nobody on.
From K. It isn't required. Is there anyone from K that would like to be on it? Okay. Who would like to convene? You'll convene the affiliates task force. Okay. That completes the. These are complete. On archives again. Afia, there's no one from BAI, is that correct?
Affiliate.
For the archives task force. Summer, there's no one from PFW. Joe Wanzala for KPFA and Richard for KPFT, and that's it. Okay. I'm sorry, I just gave it. The conveners, right.
That's right.
And the conveners will get the list of who's in it, and hopefully within 2 days they'll get the LSP members. Yes, Campbell. Please, please, quiet. Yes.
I know that the bylaws require that there's a committee of inclusion at the board level. Is that the sexism, racism, and whatnot?
You know, I'm not sure about that.
No, that's not correct.
You're supposed to be one on the board.
Committee of inclusion comes from the stations. They're LSB members, but they operate on the national level.
Okay.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
The Committee of Inclusion is a separate committee, but it's formed only of LSB members, and they meet locally with people and report together to the PNB and to their local stations. They report in both directions.
Well, just... Yes, point of information.
Who motivates that from your perspective?
That's a good question.
At KPFK, we elect them as we elect our local committees.
No, but who motivates it network-wise so that the up-and-down movement happens? It's just a question. I don't know.
I will do that. When I talk with the LSB chairs, I'll make sure they're aware of the necessity, or actually it's a choice, I gather, of putting people on the COI.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Let's see. Arlene, you wanted to say something.
There we go. Just a quick question. I thought I heard a duplication of one name between audit and finance, and I don't think anybody from the finance committee is supposed to serve on audit. I'm not sure. I might have been mistaken.
Aha. Is anyone serving on, think they're serving on both the audit and the finance committee?
No, it might be the confusion
over
the elections
for finance
and Campbell went to
audit.
So maybe that
could
probably be.
Okay. So, well, that should handle that.
Yeah. I'm sure there's no difference.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
Slightly off topic, but on Friday night, I asked if you could find out who hired our very sweet security guard and where that line item was coming from. I was wondering if you had a chance to check into that.
I did. The first part was Grigsby, but I don't know where the second part is.
Thank you.
I was also asked to find out if he carried a gun. He doesn't.
I didn't ask that.
I know. Okay, so that is there anything else for the committee elections? Okay, no.